For the first time in Two Guys, One Mic history, we're going sans outrageous claim today in lieu of our full NFL preview. We just gave you our division and Super Bowl winners. Now we're going to give you some postseason awards. Bricks, lead off for me.
Well, I'm going to say before we go, and I have not told this to Joe B. This is spontaneous, makes for great podcast radio.
What are you doing to me?
I am going 2004 fantasy draft, LaDainian Tomlinson is illegal style on you.
No.
And saying Andrew Luck is illegal. You cannot pick Andrew Luck as your offensive rookie of the year.
All right, fine.
Moving on.
Fine, offensive rookie of the year. Robert Griffin III.
Oh, look at this guy.
Yeah, you didn't make him illegal, did you?
I'm actually going to go with Trent Richardson. I think Trent Richardson could do big things. In the offense, it's going to be predicated on Trent Richardson. He's going to accrue some yards. If he can make some big-time plays, Andrew Luck's obviously going to win 12 games and make the postseason.
Look, I think Andrew Luck just doesn't – I think if Andrew Luck survives this season, he's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, unless Robert Griffin III goes Cam Newton 2.
Which I don't think he will. I think that Robert Griffin's going to have some struggles.
It's going to be Andrew Luck, absolutely.
Right, but in the battle for second, I'm taking Trent Richardson.
And if you had asked me this yesterday, I would have said David Wilson. But then he fumbled last night.
And Tom Coughlin.
And he's not going to get the ball again.
No, he will not. I did like how eventually in the second half they started putting him back in on kickoffs. By the way, a bold move by David Wilson to take the ball out of the end zone every single time.
Oh, my God.
It would have been nice if he could get
that's
it past
the 20.
That's
something we never touched on. How bad can a return game be? Who lets a kickoff bounce?
Well, you can let the kickoff bounce. I didn't have a problem with that. When have you ever seen a kickoff bounce backwards, though?
When have you ever seen it bounce? Unless it is like on the 109-yard line. It's about to kick out of the end zone.
I mean, that
Who
thing,
doesn't
that
catch
thing
it?
Hit on the milliquarter of a yard line, and then, like, he did a tiger sand wedge back it up. It was terrible.
It's absurd.
But that's not where we are right now.
That was defensive player of the year. This is a wide open race.
My defensive player of the year is Luke Kuechly. I think Luke Kuechly's a beast.
Yes. Is that actually his name?
That is actually his name.
That is Kuechly, is
it
how
is
you pronounce
Kuechly.
That?
It's got a U and an E, but it is Kuechly.
And a CH and a, I think there's a pie sign in there.
You know, I am, again, a professional, so I went back to the video when he was drafted and saw Goodell pronounce his name.
Pierce Bricks, and he breaking down Kuechly. Draft footage.
Listen, the guy was a tackle machine at Boston College. He looked like a freak in the preseason, second preseason game. I want to say he had 10 tackles. I know people like to say, well, it's the preseason. Listen, you learn a lot about rookies in the preseason. If you learn anything in the preseason, you learn about rookies. And the fact of the matter is that defense isn't fantastic. He'll have John Beeson to take some pressure off him. And aside from Beeson, Kuechly's the only guy out there to accrue the tackles. Again,
yeah, there. I had two in my head. One was Whitney Mercilus from the Texans, who I think could be, given the supporting cast around him and the eyes that are going to have to go to his supporting cast,
right,
he could get in there and clean up. But I think I'm going to go Chandler Jones, playing for the Patriots on their D-line. I think it's a position the Patriots have needed for like a decade, and I think he could have a big year there with Will Fork there to take a lot of the pressure off. I think Chandler Jones could have a good year.
And obviously, the guy who has the best opportunity is Courtney Upshaw filling in for T. Sizzle over there in Baltimore. However, I have heard that he has been a loaf and came in overweight at camp, so it sounds like a guy who is not capitalizing on an opportunity.
But there's the highly touted Mo Claiborne, who apparently is a Pro Bowler after last night.
Right, extremely highly. How do you come in overweight and loaf to Ray Lewis's defense?
It's true, he'll kill you.
I mean, that is...
He'll kill you.
He will kill you. He will at least be there when somebody else kills you. I don't want to throw the guy under the bus or anything.
He just wants to
throw
you under
the bus. That's my defensive rookie of the year. Offensive player of the year, Joe B, who you got? Offensive player of the year.
Offensive player of the year. I'm going Mike Vick. I don't love it, but I'm counting on his help. I am going to go Mike Vick.
You are putting a lot of eggs.
I am putting a lot of eggs.
Andy is saying you're putting a lot of eggs in the Mike Vick basket.
And you know what's crazy? I'm going to put more in there a little bit later. But I think I'm going to go. I mean, look, the obvious answer is Tom Brady with Brandon Lloyd there. But I just think if Mike Vick's healthy with McCoy, with DeSean Jackson, with Macklin, don't forget Brent Celek. He's a little bit better than Tony Moeaki. So, you know, that's right. Exactly. You know, you can tell. But I just think with his ability, their speed, the weapons they've got, this could be a huge year for Mike Vick.
I think you're going to have a decent amount of parity and a little bit. I mean, the offenses were outlandish last season. I think that, you know, with Green Bay trying to establish their rushing attack a little bit more, I don't think the Patriots are going to be quite as flamboyant through the air. And obviously, Drew Brees doesn't have Sean Payton to help him out with his offensive vision. So I think you're looking at Calvin Johnson in his prime, the best wide receiver in his prime since Randy Moss. I think this will be a year that the voters audible and give it to a guy because
he's not a quarterback.
He could put it up 1,700 yards.
He's just fantastic.
He's phenomenal.
I mean, there is a steep drop off between he and the next wide receiver.
And it is difficult. I think the last offensive player, or at least the last MVP that wasn't a quarterback, was Sean Alexander, if I'm not mistaken. And that's going back a ways.
By the way, Calvin Johnson, best nickname in sports? Megatron?
It's up there. I think it's up there with Big Hurt and one of the best in the history of sports. I love the Big Hurt, by the way. Love him as a player and also as a guy with a nickname. Your defensive player of the year?
I'm going, obvious pick, I'm going Patrick Willis. With the
49ers. Huge fan of the obvious picks over here.
Because you know what? I'm not going off board for I'm not going off board for the sake of going off board. I'm going to pick what I actually believe. And Patrick Willis is... that defense is fantastic with the guys in front of him, the two Smiths in front of him that are just going to... That played lights out pass rush. Willis is going to be there to clean up everything else. I think he has a huge year.
I'm actually going with Von Miller. He's one of the big reasons I took the Broncos to make the Super Bowl. He's the leader of that defense. He's young. He's
making
not,
fun of me. You're going off board.
I don't hear anybody else saying Von Miller. It's the second best linebacker. I think Patrick Willis is purely a better player, but he's going to have more responsibilities or at least less help. I mean, there's so much help on that 49ers defense with the two Smiths, as you said, with Rodgers out there. You know, if I'm not sold completely on Rodgers, he's had too many mediocre seasons for me to just throw all my eggs in the one quality, if not great season that he had last year. I like Von Miller. You know, Doomerville is coming off. Last season, he was
coming
off
a great
an ACL
defense.
Tear. So I think that's going to be a very strong defense. He's the leader of that defense. They make the postseason and roll like I think they're going to roll. I think that's who you're looking at as the defensive player of the year, the MVP of the league.
Tom Brady.
Elijah Manning.
Are you going Eli?
I'm going Eli.
I don't think Eli accrues the stats to be MVP. I think he could. I think if we're just looking at value to his team, he could win MVP every season.
But again, I think that this is going to be a season where the numbers aren't as crazy as they have been in the last two years.
I think Brady's numbers could get gaudy.
Brady's numbers.
They're not feeding the ball to Stephen Ridley and Shane Vereen or whatever the heck that guy's name is. That offense is Tom Brady, and with Brandon Lloyd there. Tight ends that Bill Belichick is hoarding in New England.
Right. Listen, but Bill Belichick comes back to the pack every couple of seasons because he gets too Belichickian. You know, he was hoarding draft picks and for a couple of years. Now, as you said, he's hoarding tight ends.
He's hoarding tight ends.
And you don't need that many.
He's got like nine on that roster. Everyone else carries two.
He worked out Kellen Winslow yesterday.
Right. And he's already got six on the roster.
Exactly.
He's
paying Jake Bauer to just chill. I mean, the guy is too.
Listen,
you give me what's his face? His name is the new wide receiver.
Lloyd,
yeah. And everybody's talking about Lloyd like he's Megatron or like he's Randy Moss when Moss came over there. And you say, look at all the tight ends that they're accruing. Well, since when does stacking up tight ends mean you're going to be the most dynamic offense of all time?
You go four wide with Brandon Lloyd, Aaron Hernandez, Rob Gronkowski, and Wes Welker. Who matches that?
I tell you, I can match it because I don't need to focus on the run at all. I think that if the Patriots are going to be successful, they're going to need to establish the run a little bit. I think the Green Bay Packers are going to... It's a catch-up league. It's just like we've said before with, you know, the screen pass was the most dominant thing ever when Priest Holmes and Tiki Barber and LaDainian Tomlinson and Marshall Faulk and Brian Westbrook were doing it. And then the league caught up, and that's kind of gone out of vogue. The offense was so aerially proficient this last season. No, it kind of stumbled my way through that one. They were really good at throwing the ball last season. It's so just, I think the D coordinators are going to realize that
everyone
not,
in the world is saying this is a passing league. Pierce Brooks is going, no, we're going to run it.
Listen.
We're going to circle it back around to the run. Forget the pass. You got to run the ball in this league. You just said you have to run the ball in this league. Rex Ryan who has said you have
I'm
to
not
run
not
the
saying
ball
you need
in this
to
league.
I'm not saying take Jerome Bettis out of retirement. That's your guy. What I'm saying is you need to establish a run because the defensive coordinators have had a whole offseason to study film and realize that the best offenses in this league were not rushing the ball worth a damn. So why am I going to defend
the
run
they knew
if you're
that
not
last
running?
Year. They knew that last year. Everybody knew it the year before that the Saints don't run the ball, that the Packers don't run the ball, that the Patriots don't run the ball. None of those offenses are getting stopped.
Okay, well,
you're going to tell me that in year four it's going to get better, but in
this?
Year three it was
how
a mess?
How about this? I think what a lot of people thought is that the new SCAB officials were going to be pity-patty. Judging off last night's game, they were letting a lot more physicality take place outside with the cornerbacks. If there's more physicality, then you're kind of have a regression back to the early 2000s when that was allowed.
I guess. I just... You're thinking about... Speaking of outrageous claims...
Everything goes in cycles, Joby.
We're coming back to the run. Everyone else is passing. It's Pierce Brooks and Rex Ryan hanging out together. We're going to run the ball in this league.
We're coming back to some sort of semblance of balance. That's all I'm saying.
What were we talking about? All right. So you... Okay. Who's your MVP then?
My MVP was Eli. With
That's
less
right.
gaudy numbers,
and
Eli is going to get his say.
Last one. Who's your coach of the year?
That's a tough one.
Let me go first because you're going to hate a little bit, and I understand because I'm piling on that Mike Vick bandwagon. I'm going Andy Reid.
Being able. Sorry about your son. We're going to gift wrap you this one, or because the team is phenomenal.
I think his team's going to be much better. And look, if you handle. The attitudes in the Eagles locker room, and you do it with success. That's a great job coaching. I like Reed as a bit of an off the board pick there.
I like John Fox again, heavy on the Denver Broncos. A guy who could.
You're heavy on the Broncos. I'm heavy on the
Eagles.
I'm
saying you're looking at a guy who's literally transforming his offense from the most run heavy conservative offense. To one of the most pass-heavy liberal offenses. If you can do that successfully, make this turnaround, protect Peyton Manning for an entire season, win that division, possibly get a bye within the AFC, I think John Fox wins your coach of the year.
All right, well, we'll find out. NFL season kicks off in earnest Sunday, 1 o'clock. We know you're going to be there watching. Why not tune in at 11 o'clock on 104.5? The team. Check out Bricks and I. We're getting our own show. It's called Cover 2. We'll be there from 11 to 12 talking. We'll probably touch on the Yankees a little bit, but main focus, we're going to get you ready for all the NFL action that day. You can catch us every Sunday for the foreseeable future. That's Cover 2, Pierce Bricks, Joe Bianchino. Follow me on Twitter at Joe_1045. Follow Bricks on Twitter at GameOnBricksy. And in a bit of foreshadowing to Sunday, we're going to leave you with... some Beastie Boys Sabotage. Come back on Sunday and find out why. I'm Joe. That's Bricks. Anything from you, Bricks?
I'm out.
It's Two Guys, One Mic. Have a good one, everybody.